time. So 2008, I can tell you where I was, Greenville, South Carolina, watching Luke Hargandy and the, I believe at that time, fifth ranked. It was the second round game, so fifth ranked Notre Dame. It was Hargandy and some other guy who I think made it to the league. Cougs
Hargandy had a
up.
sweet flat top too.
Oh my gosh. Yes. But we took him down. I was with Travis in Greenville, South Carolina at a Buffalo Wild Wings, and I was going bananas. And then the draw this year, Drake, whose school slogan is truth. I found that interesting. Des Moines, Iowa, I think about 200 miles away from Omaha.
Hour and
10 seed.
59 minutes.
I mean, come on.
Pac-12 gets no love, baby.
Come on. I mean, to be honest, they probably would have had a better seed if Oregon doesn't win that Pac-12 championship.
They would.
They would have had a much more favorable outcome. And here we are. I'm happy to be in. It's March Madness. If you I was talking to another buddy. I go, if you're not familiar with True TV, then you don't know March Madness. Like, you're not in the mix.
Yeah, we're going to
So
see all the reality shows, all the highlights. It usually takes me like 30 minutes just to find out where True TV is.
right. It's
Because,
six like 6.97.
yeah.
Something like that. Are you gonna plug your all day
Yeah, this
mainstream?
Thursday, folks, 10 to 1. We're streaming live. Big Ben's going to join us from Palm Springs in a beach chair. With
And a
like,
cabana. We got a cabana.
okay.
I'll be there. I will be there. Who else you got dropping in?
Ooh, I got some surprise guests. I got AJ Nance, Bo Brock. I even got Randy Wynn coming on, my older brother.
Ooh.
Got 12 Kyle, Manny from Tacoma, maybe Burns, maybe he hears this. He'll respond to my
Wow.
text message and actually jump on the pod.
So what's the format? You're just watching games,
Just
talking
watching
about picks,
games,
talking
live
about
banter.
brackets.
If you've ever seen the Manning cast, it's gonna be like that, but even better. Better guests, better insight, better jokes. You're not gonna want to miss it. But let's talk about tonight, because let's live in the present moment. I'm Kay Wynn, he's Big Ben, and we're live on nofilter.net, Caffeine TV, and YouTube. And folks, tonight we're gonna talk about the brackets. We're gonna pick our Final Four. We're gonna tell you what teams we like, what sleepers there are. You know what this signifies, Big Ben?
Ooh, those are fresh. Those are all white. Did you just get those?
Just got these. Brand spanking new, super crisp, super white, super clean, just like my bracket, but not after this weekend. So you're going to want to listen in. Where do you want to start?
Want to start with you want to go, let's go by region first, if
All
that's
right.
okay, because I
Oh,
do want to
wait.
talk.
We're gonna go by region, and then you're gonna tell me who you're gonna go to the final four, and then I
Yeah, let's
will.
go. Why don't we go by region? Talk about the big games, talk about the potential upsets, and then we'll get into the final four picks.
Let's just get to the final. I don't know if I have that much time to go through every game.
Okay, let's work backwards then. Let's work backwards then.
Let's just talk about the region. You'll talk about some of the games you like, some of the games I like, and then we'll pick our winner in that region. Does that
Okay,
work?
yes, let's start here. The toughest region, in my opinion, the South region.
Ooh.
I Duke as a 4 seed scares me. Kentucky and Marquette, all 1, 2, 3, 4. Top 4 seeds, toughest region in my opinion. Everyone loves Kentucky.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Kentucky. Houston is, and then we all forget Houston's been one of the best teams in the toughest conference in the country all year. They play defense.
Oh,
They're
yeah.
scary athletic. And Kelvin Sampson's a darn good coach. I mean, he coached the Cougs.
Oh, yeah.
He's been around.
Went to
Guy's seen some
Oklahoma.
things. He knows some
Went to the
things.
NBA. Now he's back in the NCAA.
He's been on True TV a few times, probably. That is one
And
of
he knows how to recruit within the lines now since he got busted before.
the. See, like, it top four heavy. Wisconsin doesn't scare me as a 5 seed. You could pick James Madison, who's been a tough team. That's
Wisconsin just beat Purdue.
Purdue, right? They're not in this
Ooh.
region.
Okay. All right.
This one matchup decided my eventual champion. Duke playing Houston.
In what? Oh, so you have that in the that's the Elite 16. Eight, right?
That'd be Sweet 16.
Oh, Sweet 16.
So what? Yeah, Sweet 16. So that's your Sweet 16 matchup. And I picked Houston.
Okay.
Which had me have them playing Kentucky. Kentucky beats Marquette, and then Houston's on to the Final Four.
Wow. Okay.
Any different on your end?
Yeah. So we'll start with the end. I have Houston coming out as well, even though they just got smacked by Iowa State, the Big 12 final. I think it was good to just get it out of the system, get it out of the way. Lose, just one loss. You've got six games, six wins to win it all. Some are going to be ugly. They got rid of their ugly win. But here we go, folks. Let's get into it. I have James Madison beating Duke. James Madison, 31-3. A great coach team, really efficient, can score. I believe they beat Michigan State earlier in the year, and people have been down on them, but they're a 30-win team. That is my upset in this region. Marquette, it all depends on Tyler Kolek. He hasn't played in a couple weeks. He's got an oblique strain. They still played well without him. I think Marquette advances a couple rounds. I would go James Madison against Houston. Houston will win that, and then Houston will beat. Let's go Kentucky. I don't think Kolek is all the way back, all the way there. So Houston over Kentucky. Houston goes in my region, the South.
I like how you slow rolled me by saying Wisconsin just pounded Purdue and then predicted that James Madison beats him in the first round.
I know. Yeah, I had to stir the pot a little bit.
Okay. This is a very chalky Final Four, I will admit, on my own accord. All right, let's go to the East region.
Okay. This is the toughest region, Big Ben.
No, it's not. I'm
yes,
sorry.
Yes, it is.
It's not. No, because you just saw what Illinois or Iowa State it's Iowa State.
Iowa State could have been a one seed over Carolina.
It's not a
They're the hardest two seed.
Here's what's going to happen here. Iowa State's going to almost lose to WSU. They'll advance, but they're going to lose to BYU, who's going to go on to play UConn in the Elite Eight.
Wow.
So I got the Cougars, not the Washington State Cougars, but the BYU Cougars going on to play UConn. UConn's just too good. Been there, done that. They'll beat BYU, not handedly, but they'll beat BYU to get to the Final Four.
2005, 2006, the Gators won a national championship. In 2006 and 2007, I wanted to pick the Gators, but I'm like, no one can win back-to-back. That was a mistake back then. I'm not making the same mistake now. I got UConn coming out of the hardest bracket. Second round, they could play FAU. FAU went to the Final Four last year. And then they get by them, they play San Diego State, who was in the final game, and all they do is play defense. Iowa State, the second best number two team? No, they probably are the best two seed. And I don't want to pick the Drake Washington State game because it might upset you.
Let it be.
Either way, whoever wins that game, I hope it's Washington State. It could be Drake. I think you would agree with me. Iowa State will beat that winner.
You're looking at last year's resume translating directly to this year.
And FAU has the same team back.
I agree. And we've talked about, I agree. I absolutely agree with you. And that is the one wild card I looked at and said, it's sneaky. It's too sneaky to call, right? Yeah. But if you call it and you're right, you win big. If you call it and you're wrong, you just had the eventual national champion probably, you know. That's why you hedge. You have four brackets, and that's one you might pick on your upset pick. But
listen, UConn is loaded, like highly efficient offense, top 10 in all of the net ratings and the Ken Palms and the Ben Palms. They've got four studs. So it doesn't matter if Cam Spencer has an off night. You got Tristan Newton. You got Donovan Klingham. You got Stephen Castle, who hasn't even scratched the ceiling of his potential. And UConn's offense, their motion offense, is a thing of beauty. It's a combination of like flex cuts and wheel in motion. Like, they average like 20 seconds per every possession and they score. So you're not going to have the ball. You're not going to have that much time. And so what? You're not going to have a chance against the UConn Huskies.
You need to save some of that material, my friend, because that is good. And I agree with you. Dan Hurley's got them. I mean, they look just every part of the overall number one seed. All right. West region.
This is my upset region.
Exactly. This is comparative to the South region. You take the top four here, and you got North Carolina. Some would argue the fourth of the number one seeds. Arizona, who I haven't been big on. Baylor again. Scotty Drew can coach, and then Bama's a good four seed. I guess I'd say that. But I agree with you. There's a lot of upsets to be had here. I almost had Nevada going up into the Elite Eight against North Carolina. I almost had Grand Canyon.
Well, why don't you?
I very well could. This one submitted. This kind of went on a whim. My gut would tell me that if there's any region that's going to have like a New Mexico or a Nevada or even Grand Canyon come out of it and sit with a chance to go to the Final Four, it's this region, a double-digit seed. It's this region, far and away the easiest one. Grand Canyon's really, really good. They're part of the Big West, the WAC. I still have North Carolina, and this is only due to my theory that it's a North Carolina or Duke year.
Yeah.
Going back to what I said earlier, and with Houston beating Duke, I had to have Carolina advance just to support my theory.
The upset region. Everyone loves a 12-5 upset. And there's some good ones potentially this year. McNeese State against Gonzaga, Grand Canyon against St. Mary's. But here are my upsets that are even bigger and better, and they're in the West. I've got New Mexico over Clemson. New Mexico is loaded with guards. They got Jamal Mashburn Jr. They got Donovan Dent. They've got Jalen House. They've got some studs who can go. So I've definitely got New Mexico. I think they got underseeded here. They will beat Clemson. I also have, that's right, folks, Charleston beating Bama. Charleston is on a heater. They have won 12 straight. They can score. They're 20-0 when they score more than 80 points. And Bama plays no defense. So Charleston will score in that. I've got that upset. I'm going Grand Canyon over St. Mary's as well. They've got a future pro in Tyson Grant Foster, WAC Player of the Year. I might be going all upsets here. Arizona, I was high on them until I talked to you. Two losses to Washington State. They recently lost to Oregon. They lost to USC. They lost to someone else who's garbage. I think they actually lose in the second round to Nevada.
Yeah,
I've got Nevada going on. North Carolina could lose in the second round to Michigan State or Mississippi State. I don't have the heart to pick that. So I've got North Carolina going to the Sweet 16. But I have Baylor University coming out of this region. Scott Drew, a coach with national championship experience. They've got two studs, NBA pros. They can score, and they've got 10 quad one wins. They can beat anyone, anytime, anywhere. I got Baylor coming out.
Shout out to Dan Munson. I don't mind that. If you're going to go with the theory that coaches with past experience can get you through this, through some rounds, through some games, coach you through a game. Dan Munson will be leaving Long Beach State University after 17 years, I believe, of being at the school. Yeah. Somehow they notify him, say, "Hey, Dan, you're done after this year." He turns around, number four seed in the conference tournament. They win it. You know, how much Danny magic do you have going up against Arizona? That could be a 15-2 upset, in my opinion, too.
And I love he's going to be like, "See you, Long Beach. I'm about to get a better job with a better school."
Okay, so far you have UConn, Baylor, Houston.
Yes.
I have UConn, North Carolina, Houston. So I'm chalk. Midwest region.
We talk too much, like through text messages and over the phone. Our brackets might be very similar here. I think I know where you're leading here, because I know you're not going Purdue here.
Here's the interesting thing. I sit here and I look and I go, Kansas was a top line for up until about, probably one game before the conference tournament was played. They were top line number one. Now they're sitting in a four. They've sputtered. And I mean, Oregon pops in at 11 seed. They're playing well. But you look at, speaking of Omaha, Creighton, Tennessee got whooped by Mississippi State not too long ago. I don't think St. Peter's, although they're from Jersey, and I do like the little small school in Jersey to do something in the tournament. I don't think they do. I got the Zags actually going to the Sweet 16 as a 5 seed, beating Kansas, playing Purdue, losing the...
Wait, say that again?
I got the Zags going to the Sweet 16.
Zags, okay.
So I got a 1-2-5, 1-2-3-5. I'm too chalky. I can't speak to anything that's profound or that I believe is going to happen. I think it is. We're going to see a 1-3 matchup, Purdue versus Creighton, with Creighton winning. I like McDermott. I think he's got his team dialed in. They're cocky. They're arrogant. They're good. And the Big East, here's what I look at. Big East versus Big Ten. I would give me the best team in the Big Ten against the fourth best team in the Big East, and I'd take the Big East. I think it's that much better of a conference, and I think that matters in a tournament like this.
I agree with you. We're going to be a lot alike in this bracket, so I might have to switch up. But before I switch up, I'm going to place a call to the U.S. Department of Justice, and I want to be dispatched to the criminal division because Purdue is a fraud. Purdue is fraudulent. They are going to lose. I don't know when they're going to lose, but they're going to lose. They could lose the second round to Utah State. They could lose in the third round. I am not big on Purdue, but who am I big on? I'm big on Creighton. They've got Baylor Schreierman. They've got Ryan, 7-footer defensive player, 3 times. They got Trey Alexander. I've got Creighton doing some big things. They play some D. Tennessee, they sputtered a little bit, but you know I like point guards. You know I like Zakai Ziegler. So just so we can be different here, I'm actually going to go – oh, what am I going to do here? I got Purdue losing to Utah State.
Ooh.
I got the Zags winning. I've got Samford beating Kansas in another upset. Bucky McMillan, Buckyball. It's a fast-paced, frenetic offense. They press the ball. They shoot a lot of threes. They turn you over. What do we know about Kansas? Their 2 stars are banged up, and they don't have any bench depth. So I'm going with Samford here. And Akor, you're going to hear his name, America, because he's going to lead Samford to a big upset win. Oregon's got some freshmen. I'm saying Oregon beats Creighton.
Wow.
Creighton. I got Tennessee coming out of this. I changed. I had Creighton, but we can't have 3 out of the same 4 go to the Final Four. So I have Tennessee coming out. Dalton Connect and Zakai Ziegler are going to get it done for Rick Barnes. This is the region that always disappoints because Rick Barnes never wins and neither does Purdue. But now Rick Barnes is finally going to get over the hump and get to the Final Four.
I got Carolina beating UConn. Again, to stick with the theory. And then I got Carolina beating Houston.
Okay. I got...
It's good. I got to support it.
I got UConn beating Baylor. And I got... I'll go Houston beating Tennessee. And I'm going UConn over Houston for a back-to-back. UConn, 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 UConn.
This, if you're, so in summary, if you're a bracket picker this year, if you are picking a bracket, games, this, the first 2 rounds are going to be where you make your money.
Yeah.
Like, because the consistency of the championships, you can only draw from 4 to 5, 6 teams and really believe it, right, in your head. So you got to pick the right. I think you got to go 3 or 4 brackets.
You have to.
You got to go a little deeper.
And don't get too excited about the upsets because the upsets will happen. but you always want to make sure you have your Final Four intact, and that is some blue bloods.
Yes.
There will be one team that will squeak all the way through the Final Four. They'll be a higher seed, but for the most part, it's going to be the blue bloods.
And
Creighton is a blue blood this year.
I agree. So see if this series checks out with you. As we go forward in future March Madnesses, in future college basketball, the future of college basketball, with the transfer portal, the way it is set up today, where it's literally a free agency, almost recruiting process, re-recruiting process, it's those teams that continue to show up in the Final Four, Elite Eight, maybe Sweet 16, will just get better. And it's going to be almost, you know, there's a 64-team tournament, but there's probably going to be the continual probably maybe 20 to 24 teams that have a shot at winning it going in every year.
Yeah.
And in this case this year, UConn's retaining everyone, probably added a few people. Same will be said for Purdue, Creighton, all these people that are returning player. For better or for worse.
Better for worse, but
that's
you
why
make
you
a gotta good
cherish
point.
It. Go Cougs.
Go
both
Cougs.
BYU and Wazoo Cougs.
But it's just like in football, when you're going to the big bowl games, it helped with recruiting.
Right.
Like the NIL helps when you get to the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight, like FAU, UConn, Creighton. Like Creighton lost one of their better guards to Gonzaga, the younger Nembhard, but they just replaced him with someone
Still
else.
Rolling, right? Yeah, exactly. Hey, we've been there. We have the piece. And that's such an easier sell to a guy transferring in. He wants to win right away. He's not transferring to your program to lose. You know, it's not about playing at that point. It's about winning.
Did you finish packing?
I got my swimsuits in, workout gear and undergarments. Now I got to go work on kind of like the, what am I going to wear when I'm going out?
Make sure you bring some Kleenex because Drake Bulldogs are going to.
That is the worst draw. Oregon doesn't win the championship. We're somewhere else. We were friends of, we had at least two text threads of college buddies.
Yeah.
Varying degrees. Both of them were like, if it's in Spokane, we're going. Like, hotels reserved, let's go. And then.
So would you have told Char, sorry, I know it's your birthday,
sorry,
but
you got to put a pause on your 40th birthday. I'm going to Spokane, Washington. You know, no, that wouldn't have happened. I wouldn't have been there. No. But yeah, we were like, at some point, there's prediction like we might get favorable seed in Spokane with Oregon winning, us losing, and then Colorado playing well enough to get in, or at least into the Final Four, first four.
I think if Washington State had got to the final game, and even if they would have lost, they would have had a better seed.
Agreed. It is what it is. We'll overcome some, just being, what's it been, 13 years? No, 16 years?
Wow.
When's the last time Santa Clara was in the tournament?
Like 1996 or 7. All right, let's wrap this up. Big Ben Kaywin, every week, nofilter.net, Caffeine TV, and YouTube. Follow us, like us, subscribe to us everywhere you get your podcasts, social media at Big Ben Kaywin _, at Big Ben Kaywin _, X, TikTok. You might need to buy TikTok.
True TV. Oh, yeah. Can we buy it? Yes. Let's
Instagram.
Buy TikTok.
We're everywhere you get your podcasts. Big Ben will be in Palm Springs, but he will be phoning in on Thursday as the madness starts.
Cabana. I'll be there.
All right. You have a great weekend.
You too.
Boom.
Go Cougs. Kleenexes.